With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Craig Needles. London police say they are continuing to investigate after a 35-year-old man was killed in a hit-and-run crash last month. James Feely died back on September 19th. He was just identified by police today. Investigators are once again reminding the public they are looking for anyone who may have surveillance footage or dash cam footage of a minivan driving along Clark Road between Huron and Dundas in the early morning hours of September 19th. The driver took off from the scene after the crash, and police are asking for anyone with information to come forward. After a 17-year-old girl was killed back in 1983, a $50,000 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction in her case. Donna Jean Alcock died in October of 1983. She was seen in the early morning hours of the 13th after a stop at a convenience store. She never returned home, though. Her body was found the next day, and she had been strangled to death. The OPP say they've interviewed witnesses and followed up on many tips, but they are once again reminding the public they are trying to close this case. And the London Health Sciences Centre is stepping up to try and help the homelessness crisis in the City of London. They've opened up a new building with 25 units for people who are transitioning out of homelessness. It's at Dundas and Colburn, and there will be supports for people who have issues with things like food security, mental health, and addictions. Classic Rock 98.1 weather, continued cloud cover in the evening and overnight hours, low goes down to 6. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, high 16. And on Friday, cloudy with a high of 14. Right now, it's 13 degrees. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.